Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Artsy Fartsy Immigrants. We've got a very special episode this week, and I'm going to apologize in advance because it's going to be broken up into different little pieces. You know, the way that my life is working at the moment, I can only do things in different sections. So I have a stretch of time right now, and then I'm going to have some stretches of time later, and then probably tomorrow I'm going to try and finish up things here. But the first thing I want to do is I want to give a gift to the Artsy Fartsy family, the people that listen to this show every week, the people that have shared comments on Apple Podcasts, people who have given ratings, people who have told friends about this show, people who want to help grow this family just as much as I do. I have a gift for you guys today. It's a very special episode. So just a heads up, a little explanation. Basically, and I'm not sharing this gift on any other platform, anywhere else at all. It's actually kind of a secret. It's really just for you. So the truth of the matter is that I talked about it last week, but tomorrow I'm leaving and I'm going to go to Hamburg to be on this television show and to play, you know, my songs on the show. Well, we discovered in the last few days that the songs cannot be recorded live on set. It's just too technical and too difficult, and it's very normal that those things aren't done live. So what I'm going to do, or what I was asked to do, was to record some demos of these two songs, which if you're fans of my music, you know them already. One is the most popular song from my most recent album, Simple Swimmer, the song Smilin', which actually I turned into the theme song for the show. And the other song is from 12 Songs for 12 Friends, Most Famous Surprise. So they wanted these two songs, and they're licensing them for the show, and I was supposed to play them with an acoustic trio. So you imagine it's just me with an acoustic guitar, one guy with a bass, and one person with drums. So what I was asked to do is make demos that the sound mixer on set can play into our ears and we can play along to, kind of like a more advanced and a little bit more, like maybe a slightly more complicated music video, because there's actors around doing their own thing too. But we're going to have playback doing these songs. So what I did was I went home and I recorded some acoustic guitar to the best of my ability alone at home and some vocals. And I sent that over to my good old friend, the master engineer himself, Tim Hecking, who added some bass and some drums and mixed things in a little bit. So what I'm going to share with you is the actual demo version of Most Famous Surprise, which you are going to hear maybe next year somehow on the television show, us playing it. Now, this is very bare bones. It's just a first draft, so don't have too high of expectations. But if you're familiar with the original song, which is very slow and it has a cello on it and piano, this is a very different version of that song. It's kind of a honky-tonk Bob Dylan New Morning sort of version, and I'm really happy with it. And if you can imagine, in the future, if I get to release this officially through my streaming platforms, I'm going to add some harmonies and maybe some strings, maybe some lap steel guitar, and really fill out those gaps. You'll notice there's some moments where it could have a bit more instrumentation, but since we're playing it just three people, it has to sound like three people. So that's how it kind of is, and that's how it goes sometimes. So without further ado, this is a rough acoustic trio version of Most Famous Surprise for the second season of the television show Wrong. I hope you like it.
They say that anything worth having is hard to keep. If you look at our history, that's true for you and me. There's all this speculation of what love is supposed to be. It's not something you can read up on. You just know it when you see. You can't feel it coming. The most famous surprise, I went off when I looked in your eyes. Oh, 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 I spent all my life wondering just what I am supposed to be. And I'm always taking big long steps when I don't know where they will lead. But I remember seeing, right then something changed. All my dreams now including you, you see my path had rearranged. You can't feel it coming. The most famous surprise, I went off when I looked in your. Can't feel it coming. The most famous surprise, I went off when I looked in your eyes. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. It's been a little bit since I spoke to you on my microphone, but like I said at the beginning of the episode, this is going to be cut up a lot in different places. I recorded the first part of that on Tuesday when I was still in Munich, first off, I hope you liked the song. I just remembered that you just heard that, and I'm excited to do that. We are in Hamburg now. Frank, my friend, the bassist, and I took a 6.5-hour train from Munich straight to Hamburg Altona station. It was a really nice train ride. We talked the whole time. We had a few drinks. Frank's a really sweet, good-hearted person, and we had a really, really nice time. And we played a little Mario Kart on the Nintendo Switch. I love that. And finally got to Hamburg, and then we took a taxi to the hotel. And the hotel's great. It's a cool space, kind of modern, kind of hip. they have one rule there that's really interesting I've never seen before. You can go to the bar, restaurant area, and even if the bar is closed, they still have refrigerators of beer and wine, and you just take it. And it's an honor system. You just take it and drink it. And then you put on a piece of paper when you leave, hey, I had 2 bottles of white wine and 3 waters or something. And it's like, what? How crazy. But I thought that was really cool. The room is cool. We found a Korean TV channel that's in all English, which, you know, you don't see that every day. And today, we're just waiting to get into rehearsal for the show. We're supposed to play the song with this actress who plays the drummer. And, you know, honestly, it seems like every single part of this process is so compartmentalized. We don't really get a lot of information about where to go and when to be there and who's going to be there and what we should do. We feel so aimless. You know, we're just in Hamburg. I'm going to meet up in a little bit with my friend Ben, who lives here. Ben Dude, really great guy I went to school with. But other than that, we're kind of just waiting around. You know, I think people expect us to have answers for things, but we don't even know where the address is. I just texted like, hey, where are we supposed to be? And like when, you know, but everything just comes in steps. All we know is we got to Hamburg on time. The hotel is cool. Right now we're in a music store because Frank is as much as I am a video game nerd, he is a guitar nerd. And we are in a big music store right now, and he's playing different guitars, trying out different tones and sounds. And we're just, you know, waiting for the information about this show. So I'll keep you posted on what our day is like. Going to go visit Ben soon in the center city. Frank has never seen the Elbphilharmonie, like the big Philharmonic Orchestra building. And in Hamburg, that's very beautiful. The architecture is crazy. Looks like a sailboat or something. But yeah, right now we're going to do this and then go out in the city a bit, and you'll hear some more from this. Sorry again that the episode was so delayed, but you know, I just got to be honest with you guys. I'm going to be honest with the artsy fartsy fam and let you know that last night I forgot. I was supposed to record some stuff on the train and then send it off, and I just forgot because I had too many drinks and I had too much fun. So I don't feel bad about it. Anyway, all right, talk to you soon. All right, guys, hi, just checking in again. Frank and I left the guitar store and eventually went into the center of Hamburg to look at some clothing, because it's actually a little rainy and windy and chilly here, more than I thought it would be. But actually, when I picture Hamburg or when I picture Berlin or London, it's always cloudy and rainy and cold, so I should have known better, but I only packed short-sleeve shirts. So we went actually to an H&M, and we met up with my friend Ben Dude from New Orleans, and we looked around at some clothes. I got a nice little overshirt for the cold, and Frank got a couple of nice shirts. And now we're at sort of a point where we're not really sure, again, like what the timing is supposed to be of this rehearsal, and then we don't really know what to do now, like... I think we're going to go see the Philharmonic building, but that's about a 30-minute walk, but now it's raining, so we kind of want to get an umbrella. But, yeah. Frank, how are you feeling about the day so far?
I'm so glad I finally got to see number one music store, which was very beautiful. Too many nice guitars, too many nice amps, too little money. But then I got 3 beautiful shirts, which... What a treat as well.
So that worked out. That
now
worked
we're taking, out. I think we're walking to the subway here.
You want to take the subway?
Yeah, why not?
Let's do it.
Take the subway to the DM, get 2 umbrellas.
Get the umbrellas.
Yeah, and then we'll...
See, now that's a German working, people. That's it takes a train, 10 minutes to the DM, we get umbrellas to protect from the rain, and I'm just kidding. And then we go 45-minute walk to sandwiches, and then the Philharmonic. No, no, no.
Okay, it's to the left, and then, yeah.
All right. Okay, so we're off again in the rain. Gonna check out the subway, get some umbrellas, check out the Philharmonic, get some food, get some coffee, and meet up again with Ben later. He's not with us anymore. He left to go run some errands, but we'll see him later on, and I'll keep you guys updated. Greetings again from Hamburg. Okay, it's been quite a day so far. After the last time I left a message here,
Frank went off to do a business call, and so Ben, my New Orleans friend, met back up with us, and he and I went for a walk through Hamburg, and it is just raining cats and dogs here. Like, I actually had to stop at a small store and buy an umbrella to be able to handle it because it's just pounding rain. And we walked through the city and caught up and talked a lot, which was really nice to, you know, for those who know the show, you already heard the interview we had with him a few months ago, earlier this year, Ben Dude, very interesting friend of mine. And we had a nice long chat. And now we ended up at the Elbphilharmonie, which is a beautiful, extremely unique, gorgeously architecturally designed Philharmonic Orchestra concert hall. I tried to think of as many adjectives as possible just now to describe it, but it's this beautiful, enormous place. I wish I could show you guys, like, on a video podcast. Maybe I'll take some video for the promo. But it's a gorgeous place, and I'm in a cafe across from it now with Frank. Ben once again had to leave, but we might go check it out in there. I've been in there once before, and it's really cool. There's a giant stage and a smaller stage, and they're sort of suspended by these cables. It's like treated by the acoustics and for the style. It's really interesting. And we're right by the river, the Elbe River, and it's this big, huge port with ancient old buildings that, you know, predate the war, and these giant ships that are so intimidating and rustic, and it looks like a murder mystery place because all this like old moss and like dirty water and rusty ships, and it's raining and cloudy. Just looks like a detective is about to have a real hell of a day. But all right, I think we're going to go check out the Philharmonie, and I'll let you guys know how it went. All right, guys, I think I'm going to wrap up today a little early. Basically, Frank and I went into the Elbphilharmonie, and we took some great pictures and videos from the top platform because it's really high up, and you can see for miles and miles and miles in every direction, and it was a really cold and rainy, windy spot to be, but still very beautiful, and it was really cool to see that and to be inside. It was free to check out, except for if we wanted to go into the concert halls, so we didn't do that. And then, yeah, we meant to take a train, like, right to our hotel, and we took this train a few minutes, got out, and then realized we had typed in the wrong hotel, and we had to go, like, 50 minutes the other direction. If we had walked, it was, like, 20 to get back with the bus. But now we're back in the hotel, and we're going to take a little break. I'm going to get some pizza, probably, or some burgers from the hotel. And then, yeah, you know, we never heard anything from the TV show, but tomorrow is the only official day, I suppose. And yeah, we're going to go out and maybe see some other cool parts of Hamburg, maybe the St. Pauli area or around the Reeperbahn, and maybe catch some live music or play some pool or something. Just trying to enjoy the city and enjoy the time away. And yeah, guys, as always, I know it's a little funky this week, but you know, I hope you can understand the circumstances. You want to say hi, Frank?
Hi.
We're both completely naked. So I just wanted to let you guys know I really appreciate it. And yeah, thanks for listening. Next week, I should have a better summary of everything that went on here in Hamburg. All right. See you next week.
Look out, baby. The saints are coming.
Artsy Fartsy Immigrants, ein Podcast von Jordan Prinz und Moritz Bartscheider, produziert für M94.5.